100 word stories.
Hey there, good morning, how are you, how you doing? Hey, come on in. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 word stories weekly challenge, one a day until the day I die.com. Weekly challenge, 100 word stories, blah blah blah, all that stuff. I always get this mixed up. I need to write up a script. I don't care. Let's just keep going. Let's get this out there so that you can enjoy the stories that have been sent in for this weekly challenge. It's a pick two: reflect, pounce, gymnastics, obsolete, engage, girls, easier. It's crazy list. I take all the topics that y'all send in and I, you know, put them in a, okay, I don't put them in a hat. Maybe I put a hat on and then I just toss them against a calendar and we'll see what comes up. And then at the end of the month, we do a pick two. It's wild, man. It's amazing what your imagination has come up with. Here, let me share it with you. This is, these are the stories.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and though all the grandkids are gone and I have easy access to the recording rig, I just don't feel well today. So Zira from the Microsoft desktop is going to narrate the 100 word weekly challenge number 633 for me. Here it is. Bilbert's father paced the room and then turned on him like he was about to pounce.
Tell me the truth, son. Did Linali Amanda see you fly?
He tried to come up with a lie, but decided it would be easier to come clean.
I'm pretty sure she saw me.
His father begged.
Can you convince her it was something else she saw? Maybe, that you were just practicing gymnastics.
Bilbert smiled, sheepishly.
That would be hard to do, Dad. She actually flew with me. She thought I had magic.
Girls?
Mr. Spankenfleischer said.
They get us into so much trouble.
Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
You can bet your boots if you'd known me a year ago today, I'd be hard right now to recognize. 'Cause there's a smile on my face, a spring in my step, a change of attitude, and that look of self-defeat has left my eyes. I've got an Oklahoma gal. She's not just my lover, she's my pal.
Good evening, Lawrence. It's cheery again, and it's another wonderful evening in Oklahoma. I'm back with 100 words, and the subject is pick two. So off we go. Obsolete ideas still engage the mind. To pounce on a new idea sometimes calls for some mental gymnastics and some time to reflect. When you engage in this sport, it is required that you have a support group ready to catch you if you fail to consider all the possible consequences, especially those actions that could do permanent damage. The girls had not considered what doing the hokey pokey could do to their body and mind. Put your left foot in, your left foot out, your left foot in, and shake it all about. It is easier said than done.
She's not just my lover, she's my pal. Unlike all the ones before, she's not hard to please. She don't care if I'm rich or poor, as long as she's with me.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Girls who do gymnastics are so much more fun than regular folks. Their general stamina and fitness keeps them going when others would give up and succumb to pain and exhaustion. And their flexibility and resilience lends itself to all sorts of interesting contortions. Of course, when I snap your limbs up 90 degrees in the wrong direction and twist your joints until they grind and pop, even the most accomplished gymnast is going to scream in pain. But I like the pretty shapes they make so much. And I think artistic impression scores far more highly than technical ability.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Life would never be the same. He was leaving everything behind. He wanted that, but he feared it as well. As he approached the exit, he looked back and he saw the carnivore plants he had created and grown. They stood motionless and eerie behind the glass wall. For a split second, he wished he could give up and go back to doing his magic and growing the most unusual plants, but he couldn't. So he left. A week later, he received an urgent appeal. He had to go back. The plants, in a fit of anger, were eating everyone. And this is my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Torah Brazino here, and for this week's Pick 2, I've chosen Obsolete and Gymnastics. The Manuna Kurud is the most ancient text known, from the region that some thousands of years later would be called Sumer. Written in ovioglyphs, believed to have been obsolete even at the time of writing, it describes either gymnastic exercises or religious devotions, or perhaps some hybrid, as evidenced in our own time by the practices the Hindus call yoga. But they defy translation, unless one accepts Professor Challenger's scarcely-to-be-believed thesis, that they do not refer to a human figure, but to a loathsome and degenerate race of humanity, hybridized with monstrous creatures of the deep.
Good morning and Happy New Year. This is Richard, and for my story this week, New Year Resolution, I didn't pick two, I picked all of them. But what the hell? Engage with girls easier. The strapline emblazoned across the top of the flyer immediately caught my attention. Normally, junk mail goes straight in the bin, but my luck with girls lately had been pretty appalling, mainly due to my social ineptitude. Maybe with the new year, it was time to make a resolution to change. Reflect on your chat-up technique, the flyer said. Do you get tied up in mental gymnastics, then awkwardly pounce and scare girls off? Don't cling to those obsolete practices. Sign up now. Only £250 a session. I crumpled up the flyer. Maybe next year. There you go. Speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Higher, Faster, Stronger by John DeCleese. It is an obsolete notion that females are not equal to males. But I must still reflect on the differences. In gymnastics, a female must pounce on her chance at competition because she reaches her peak of performance at an earlier age than a male. Girls must engage with the sport quickly and fiercely, and their careers may fly away when they are 17 or 18. It is easier for boys who can remain in top form at times until their mid-20s. I am hoping that will even out as athletes continue to push defiantly against the boundaries of age.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I'm sick. All the same, my story this evening is called My Own Private Health Plan. Welcome to Reflec Engage, your totally immersive health plan. You can now tailor a health regimen to a busy lifestyle and questionable physical abilities. Your first step on the long road of optimum wellness starts with a mild pinprick, delivered the robotic voice. Bernie flexed against the five-point restraints. I just came in for an aspirin, he addressed the glowing screen of the MedTech 105. Aspirin is a level 1 drug. A full administrative implant will be needed. A telescoping armature impact his upper arm. Thank you for choosing FC Health Solutions. Bernie could feel the burn. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Romanov coached gymnastics somewhere on the other side of the Iron Curtain. Nobody's sure of exactly where. He arrived without papers, and we've never figured out his accent, and he refuses to talk about his past. But what he's able to get the girls to do, well, it's amazing. The power, the balance, the speed, the grace, and the precision. Things beyond the capability of ordinary humans. Just takes dedication and motivation, says Romanov, and he claps his hands for the next routine. Did you see that? Did their eyes flash red? Nah, couldn't be. I must be imagining things.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topics of, well, here, it's a whole list. I can just go through them. Reflect, pounce, gymnastics, obsolete, engage, girls, easier. It was a pick two. Y'all pick two. Way to go. Now, if you're running a little late and you're thinking, oh my God, it's too late for me. No. It's not too late. I can put your story up on the feed in a separate post where people can see it and go, oh, I can do this anytime I want? Yeah. Yeah, there's no such thing as past, present, future. It's all now. Going wild here. One a day until the day I die.com. You'll find the archives, links, the text of the stories. If there's something you can't find there that you're looking for, let me know. In the comments. Nobody ever leaves comments. And I don't know what else to say. The next topic is Corner. I will see y'all tomorrow with a new, fresh story. And then after a while, another story, another story, another story. And then the weekly challenge again. It's amazing how this happens. Future's looking bright, people. Welcome to 2019. And let's have ourselves some creativity and imagination. Thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.